Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of the Family Answer Man. You can go ahead and start calling in questions now at 855, toll-free number, by the way, 855-279-3758. That's 855-279-3758. This is going to be an educational show that we're going to have weeknights, Pacific Standard Time at 8 p.m. I'm expecting most of my listeners to be on the West Coast, since that's where I am. I don't think many people are listening to me at 11 o'clock on the East Coast. If you are, you probably should be doing something else. This is going to be a show where you can talk about any questions, any issues you have about parenting, family, children, dating, relationships, anything. Nothing's off limits, and you're going to get straight answers. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice for 20 years, working in beautiful Southern California. Most of my experience is in private practice. However, I do work a lot with adolescents who have committed sexual offenses. I work in juvenile hall. I run parenting workshops. Done a lot of things and getting a lot of requests for when I speak at different groups and functions about getting more information out, the topics I talk about. I'm also wrote a book a couple years back called Respect Your Children, which talks about becoming a generation of change, helping people to not pass on some of the negative influences that they've experienced as a child themselves. So that's what we're going to be about here. In the various days to come, we're going to have different co-hosts, including an educational specialist, psychologist, and other people in professions that would be beneficial to address issues related to parenting. When you do call, once again, the phone number, 855-279-3758. Please give your first name. However, do not give your last name. And if you want to remain anonymous, you can just make up a fake name. So we can say Jane and John, basically, if you prefer. Also, just to reiterate, this is not designed to be or take the place of psychotherapy. Even though I do that in private practice, this is an educational show. So if you are someone who is in need of therapy, please don't see this as the alternative, but simply educational, where we can address and discuss any topics or questions that you may have. Once again, the number 855, toll-free number, 279-3758. Show's going to be on weeknights, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and each night we will have specific topics that we're going to be focusing on. However, even during that time, we'll be open to answering other kinds of questions. So we won't only be limited to that, but it will give me an opportunity to get on my soapbox for a little bit and talk about some of the things that bug me. Tonight, topic I want to start out with is pornography. So this is going to be sort of a pro and con. Not really. What's the problems with pornography? In the past 20 years, I've seen hundreds of people from 7 or 8 years old all the way up to people in the 70s dealing with issues related to pornography. And I often get questions like, what's the big deal? I'll see teenagers and saying, you know, everybody looks at pornography. You know, I mean, you can't pretty much go on the internet. It is the number one industry on the internet, even though, the internet, with all the access to great information we have, pornography far and away number one business out there. But one of the problems that I have with pornography is that it kind of makes a woman like a Big Mac. You know, when you're middle of the day, you're feeling hungry, you're like, you know what, I just want to get something to eat. I don't care what it is. Okay, there's a McDonald's. I'm going to get me a Big Mac. After I'm done with that Big Mac, I really don't care less where the wrapper goes. I don't care if I, you know, about anything about it. You know, I'm done with it. I'm not going to think about that Big Mac ever again. And that's what happens with pornography. We look at women like an object, like a Big Mac, something that satisfies my immediate gratification. Sort of like a car. I see a fancy car, Ferrari or something, and I'm like, you know what? Oh, I want that. And I'm going to drive that thing around, and it looks nice. But when I'm done, I don't care if my garage is cold that night or, you know, what's going on, if it's dirty in there or something, because it's just an object. And that's what happens with pornography, is that we sort of look at it helps us to sort of see women as objects. It's like, this is how I can satisfy my immediate gratification. And once that's done, I'm not too interested in what's going on with that person. And the whole industry, you know, encourages that. You're generally not going to find in a pornographic video the actress saying, well, before we start, let me tell you about, I have a sick father who needs medical care, so I'm doing this to help him out, and I have a child who has autism, and they need a lot of special care, so I'm doing this to help, so I really don't want to do pornography, but it's the only way I can help take care of my sick family. You don't hear that, because that sort of takes away from, you know, guys be looking at that thinking, you know, what else is on, basically. So what they do is they show this, you know, this object that's going to satisfy me immediately, that immediate gratification, and then I can turn it off, and I could care less about that person, what happens to that person. Then one day I get married. I'm in a relationship, and I'm supposed to love, and I'm supposed to take care of this person and be there for them, and they're just going to take care of me and through sickness and in health and riches or poors. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not what I learned about women. Women satisfy my need when I have it, but after that, I'm not too interested in all this other kind of stuff. So people wonder why it is, okay, why is, you know, why are we having all these problems? Well, that's a big issue. So I continue to discuss this a bit. Once again, the toll-free number, 855-279-3758. Don't be afraid to make the call. Another area, another part, is it creates unrealistic expectations. I look at a pornographic magazine, and I see a woman on there who looks perfect. She has no blemishes. She has no wrinkles. Everything about her is perfect. From her hair, her eyes, her nose, her lips, everything is just right. What they don't really advertise is that, well, she may have had tens of thousands of dollars worth of surgery. She might have an eating disorder in order to keep her weight the way it is. And for those little things that couldn't be taken care of cosmetically, there's always the old airbrush. So we just kind of brush out any blemishes, and she looks perfect. So I see that, and I'm thinking, this is the way it ought to be. And then I see my wife, and I'm thinking, you're not even close. Or if I'm not married, and I date someone, and I'm with somebody, and I think, gosh, you know, you sure don't look like, and you don't have all the really cool hobbies that girl I saw in that magazine have. I mean, you know, she likes doing all these fun things, and you're kind of boring. So we're setting ourselves up for failure in relationships because we don't have a realistic expectation of what a real relationship is. And the final thing, which is even that I want to touch on, is teens and pornography. Like I mentioned earlier, I see a lot of teens, and I see some who've committed sexual offenses, some who are locked up because they've committed offenses. And the one thing I find that they all seem to have in common is pornography. Sometimes you know, you ask the average person and say, well, they were abused themselves, so they're doing this too and such like that. And many times that is the case. But you know what? Not as often as exposure to pornography. I'll see them, I'll go into juvenile hall and I'll say, we'll be talking, and I'll say, how old was the first time when you saw your first pornographic video or magazine? Every time. They'll know. I was 8, I was 9, 12 years old, something like that. And they'll talk about, I saw these people doing this on the video. And then it was like, I got to try this. I got to do this. So first opportunity they get, no one's around. They have a little niece. They have a little sister, cousin. And they take that opportunity to sexually assault that child because they don't understand the full ramifications. And they don't realize the implications, not only to the child, but to themselves, the path that they're heading down. So I see that a lot. And that's one of the most detrimental things, one of the most harmful things that can set a child off into the path of becoming a pedophile. And these are things that don't get talked about much when people think about pornography. Is it okay? Is it not okay? And such like that. Because this is the real thing. So that's sort of my soapbox a little bit now. So once again, lines are open, 855-279-3758. Show's normally going to be going from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., as late as 9 p.m. on weeknights. However, when the questions stop and the comments and discussions when we have guests with us stop, that's when the show's going to stop. So I'm looking at the board here and our initial show. I don't see any calls. By the way, in the future, we're going to have a little fancier introduction. I'm hoping to have some music and sort of a nicer intro, but don't have that right now. If anybody has great experience as far as creating that, making it sound a little smoother, please feel free to contact me with that, providing you're willing to donate the support in getting that going. So once again, I think this is going to do it for this evening's initial broadcast. Tell your friends, we're going to be back on tomorrow, 8 o'clock, no charge. Answers to any of your relationship questions at 855-279-3758. And that will do it for now. And please also submit any questions you have to the Facebook page. You can go on the link that you got this from through Jay Fitter or Respect Your Children on Facebook and submit questions directly, and I will respond to those if you're not comfortable calling in. Okay? You all have a good evening. Once again, 855-279-3758. Signing out for tonight. Goodbye.